If there's a solution to the Greek debt crisis, then what?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. In Europe today, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy say they are united behind a new Greek aid package that could be hammered out as soon as this weekend. Now, that note of optimism is being met with smiles in Europe, where stocks have turned much higher. The debt crisis in Greece, of course, has rattled markets for much of this week and this year. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS MoneyWatch, and she's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Now, let's assume the Greek debt crisis is addressed somehow over the weekend. What's going to happen Monday morning?
You know, we're going to wake up with a larger but not nearly as dramatic an issue as Greece, a global economic slowdown from China, where the government's trying to cool their economy, to here in the U.S., where housing's in a double dip and job growth is anemic and manufacturing's tapering off. We're seeing a downshift in economic growth.
So it's not the Greek debt that's holding things back. It's everything else.
Exactly.
All right, then. So what's it going to take to reverse this global slowdown?
We went through a similar period last year, and you remember the Fed came to the market with its $600 billion bond buying plan. So far, the Fed has not hinted it would do anything like that. But, you know, Bernanke has shown he's willing to go to great lengths. Politicians could renew some of the temporary tax cuts, and it couldn't be surprising. We could see organic growth, and maybe we'll actually see some growth that we can really count on for the second half of the year.
With a little help.
Yes, a little fingers crossed there.
Help from Congress and from the Fed. All right. Jill Schlesinger at CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. As I mentioned, global shares are higher now. They've turned into positive territory in Europe by more than a percent. The maker of the BlackBerry Research in Motion said profit fell 10% in its last quarter. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 64 points, about half a percent, to end the day at 11,961. Well, members of the American Medical Association will be gathering for their annual meeting in Chicago this weekend. The AMA has been influential and a supporter of President Obama's new health care law. But now the association is getting a bit of pushback from some of its members, so the group will be voting on the issue. Sally Herships explains.
On the one hand, the president's new health care law means more patients, but the law is also supposed to cut health care costs. Amitesh Chandra teaches public policy at Harvard.
But any time we try to reduce healthcare spending, at some level, what we're also doing is reducing income for providers.
Chandra says that's why the AMA is voting this weekend. Much like the president's healthcare law, the AMA's current policy says most Americans should be required to buy health insurance. But that's wishful thinking, and this debate is politics. Dr. Jane Orient is executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. She says the law comes with expensive requirements for doctors that could put small practices out of business.
If you read the Obama legislation, where there are all kinds of requirements in there, additional data collection, they want everybody to have an electronic health record, demographic information.
But Harvard professor Chandra says he expects most physicians at this weekend's vote will continue to support health insurance for all patients. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
A college admissions group is accepting feedback through this weekend before it decides whether to ban one popular tactic for recruiting international students. College students who come here from other countries bring an estimated $20 billion a year to the U.S. economy. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
In a video on its YouTube channel, the State University of New York at Plattsburgh tells Chinese students how great life is on campus. In the next 5 years, SUNY wants to almost double the number of international students on its campuses. Mitch Leventhal is head of global affairs for the SUNY system. To recruit more of these students, he says the university is hiring agents in China, India, and other countries. The agents get a 10% cut of each student's first year of tuition.
the international students do pay about 2.5 times the tuition of our domestic students. And so where we have capacity to absorb additional students, it is helpful to get students who can help cover the cost of the education, which generally is underfunded.
Colleges are also looking overseas to make their campuses more diverse. But critics say to earn commissions, agents might push students into schools that aren't a good fit or falsify documents to get them in. The National Association for College Admission Counseling wants to ban its member colleges from paying commissions. David Hawkins is the group's director of public policy.
Our problem is not with the use of agents. We see that as a reality that, in fact, is only likely to be more of a trend. Our primary concern is with the way they're paid.
It's illegal to pay anyone recruiting domestic students a commission. Peggy Blumenthal is with the Institute of International Education. She says the same should be true of international recruiters.
If you pay them a regular salary, then they are essentially an extension of your admissions office. But if you pay them per head, there is going to be a tremendous pressure on them to produce bodies, whether or not those bodies are going to thrive at that particular campus.
At SUNY, Mitch Leventhal would rather see commission-based agents regulated. He's set up a group that certifies recruiters. Comments on the proposed ban on commissions are due Monday. The admissions group plans to come out with a final rule in September. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, my dad always told me my mom married him because he drove a Cadillac Eldorado. But now I'm not so sure that's true, because a new study, fellas, by several universities in Texas and Minnesota says while women may be initially impressed with your flashy sports car, they don't necessarily see you as a long-term prospect. In fact, they see a man boasting a spiffy ride as someone who's promiscuous and a bit shallow. Check us out online at marketplace.org. You can get the podcast while you're there. Check out the numbers, too, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter, at Radio Chio, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It's not just professionals at the U.S. Open hitting the links this weekend. Can the president and the speaker enjoy a round of bipartisanship?
Somewhere between number 1 and number 18, you find time to bring up what you need to bring up, and it works.
Or not. I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Congressional Golf Caucus, next time on Marketplace. Today's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.